إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد Then to continue with Al-Aqidah Al-Tahawiyyah of Imam Abu Ja'far Al-Tahawi rahimahullah, with the explanation of Sheikh Salih Al-Fawzan hafidhahullah, then we reached point number 70. And all of these points that we've had for the last couple of lessons are followed on from point number 58, initially point number 58. والرؤية حق لأهل الجنة بغير إحاطة ولا كيفية. And the seeing, I mean the seeing of Allah by the believers for the people of paradise, is true without their encompassing him and without us knowing how it will be. Then Al-Tahawi rahimahullah, he brought a number of principles connected to this, revolving around the matter that the people of the Sunnah, they have iman in this, just the same as they have iman in the rest of Allah's attributes. Then they have iman in the fact that Allah will be seen in paradise by the people of paradise. And then he brought a number of principles that in this matter, even if we don't understand something from it, then the basis that we are upon is that of iman, true faith, and that of taslim, submission, submitting to what Allah said, submitting to what His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in this matter, just as in all affairs of the religion. Then he mentioned, and those who don't accept this basis, those who fail to understand, and therefore they go on to bring a false interpretation of this affair, interpreting it away or bringing their own ideas, then they will not be upon safe and sound Islam. And the last point that we had last week was point number 69, which I'm told that some people missed, so just will repeat point number 69. The saying about Tahawi rahimahullah, that a person who is like this, who is not upon submission, to complete submission to Allah in this affair, and complete submission to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam in what he came with in this affair, then he mentions a number of descriptions of what type of person he will end up as, he will be. And he finished by saying, point number 69, muwaswisan ta'ihan shakkan la mu'minan musaddiqan wala jahidan mukadhiban. He will be a person suffering from whisperings, lost, doubting, neither being a true believer upon iman, nor being an outright rejecter and denier. Sheikh Al-Fawzan said, as we had last time, this is the condition of the people of uncertainty and hypocrisy. They are always doubters. They are always wavering and indecisive, wavering this way and that, because they are not firmly established upon Islam and have not submitted fully to Allah nor to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just as Allah said about the hypocrites that they are mudhabdhabina bayna dhalik. لا إله إلا ولا إله إلا سورة النساء, the fourth surah, ayah 143, with the explanation that they are waverers between these and those, neither belonging with these nor with those, in between. And he said, وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَإِذَا خَلَعُوا إِلَى شَيَاطِينِهِمْ قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ اللَّهُ يَسْتَهْزِئُ بِهِمْ وَيَمُدُّهُمْ فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. With the explanation, and when the hypocrites meet those who believe, they say, "We have believed." And when they go off to their devils, they say, "We are with you. We were only joking. We were only mocking." Then Allah will mock them, and He will give them rope in their transgression to wander blindly. Then comes the next point here, point number 70, a saying of At-Tahawi, rahimahullah. وَلَا يَصِحُّ الْإِيمَانُ بِالرُّؤْيَةِ لِأَهْلِ دَارِ السَّلَامِ لِمَنِ اتَّبَرَهَا مِنْهُمْ بِوَهْمٍ أَوْ تَأَوَّلَهَا بِفَهْمٍ. He said, and Iman, true faith, in the fact that the people of the abode of peace and security will see Allah, will not be correct. Iman will not be correct for them. For those of them who take it to be something in accordance with their mistaken idea, nor those who misinterpret it with their own understanding. Just repeat that. And Iman, true faith, in the fact that the people of the abode of peace and security will see Allah, will not be correct. For those of them who take it in accordance with their own mistaken idea, or those who misinterpret it in accordance with their own understanding. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, Dar al-Salam, the abode of peace and security, is Jannah, is paradise. So it is not correct. Iman, true faith, will not be correct. Iman in the seeing, meaning in seeing Allah in paradise. The Iman, the necessary Iman, true faith in seeing Allah in paradise, will not be correct. For a person who has false ideas, and who misinterprets it, and denies its true reality, and who does not fully submit to Allah, nor to His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rather, who interferes with it, with his own thinking and understanding. In other words, a person who does that with regard to the belief in seeing Allah, then he will not have true Iman in the seeing Allah. One who brings his own false idea about it, one who interprets it away to mean something else, denying its true reality, and therefore doesn't fully submit to Allah nor to His Messenger. Rather, he interferes in it with his own thinking and his own understanding. At this point, an addition here from Shaykh Ibn Mani', rahimahullah, he said, explain this point. He said, meaning that he imagines this person. He imagines that Allah the Most High will be seen in such and such a form. He imagines a form in which Allah will be seen upon. Therefore, he commits tashbih, imagining the Creator to resemble the creation. He said, and as for his saying, or he misinterprets it with his own understanding, then meaning he claims that he has understood an interpretation for it, which is contrary to what is apparent from it. and what will be understood by every Arab from its meaning. Likewise, Sheikh Al-Albani, he mentioned here, I mean this person that he brings his own mistaken understanding, Sheikh Al-Albani said meaning. He imagines that Allah the Most High will be seen in such and such a form. He imagines a form upon which Allah will be seen. So therefore, he commits tashbih. He imagines the Creator to resemble the creation. Then as for the next point, point number 71, obviously again, all of these points are connected to each other. Point number 71, إِذْ كَانَ تَعْوِيلُ الرُّؤْيَةِ وَتَعْوِيلُ كُلِّ مَعْنًا يُضَافُ إِلَى الرُّبُوبِيَّةِ بِتَرْكِ التَّعْوِيلِ وَلُزُومِ التَّسْلِيمِ. He said, since the correct interpretation of the seeing and the correct interpretation of every meaning ascribed to the Lordship is to leave off interpreting it, is to leave off interpreting it and to adhere to submission. In other words, the correct interpretation of these attributes is not to interpret them, is to leave them as they are. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, all of this is an emphasis for what preceded with regard to the fact that it is obligatory to submit to whatever came from Allah and from Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and from that is al-ru'ya, from that is the matter of seeing Allah. We do not enter and interfere with it as the people of innovation enter into it and interfere with it. Rather, we affirm it just as it is reported. And we have iman in it. We truly believe in it. And we affirm that the believers will see their Lord on the open plain on the day of resurrection, before entry into paradise, and after they enter into paradise, they will see him also. And this will be an honor for them, because they believed in it. They believed in him in the world, not having seen him. In other words, the believers in this world, they did not see Allah in this world, but they believed in Allah. They had iman in Allah. So therefore Allah will honor them in the hereafter with being able to see him. Then At-Tahawi said, wa alayhi dinul muslimin, and upon this rests the religion of Islam. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, the religion of the Muslims is upon this affair, which is Al-Imanu wa Taslim, which is having iman, true faith, and submitting to whatever came from Allah and His Messenger, and not entering into it and interfering with it with our own understandings and false ideas and false and futile interpretations and misguided distortions. He said, so this is the religion of Islam. Contrary to other than the Muslims, those who interfere with that which came from Allah and from His Messenger, alayhi salatu wassalam, those who twist the words from their correct places. In other words, this is Islam, submission. Then Al-Tahawi said, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَتَوَقَّ النَّفْيَ وَالتَّشْبِيهَ زَلَّ وَلَمْ يُصِبْ تَنْزِيهَ. And whoever does not guard himself against negating a nafi, and against tashbih, and against likening the creator to the creation, then he will slip and go astray, and will not attain the correct declaration of Allah's being free of imperfections. Sheikh Al-Fawzan said, as has preceded, it is essential to be upon a middle position in between ta'til and tashbih. It's obligatory to be upon a middle position in between ta'til, in between denying Allah's attributes, and in between tashbih, likening Allah to His creation. He said, so the person must not exaggerate and go beyond the limits in seeking to declare Allah free from imperfections to such an extent that he deprives Allah of His attributes, as was done by the Mu'attila, as was done by those who deny Allah's attributes. Nor can he affirm in such a way that involves exaggeration to such an extent that he declares Allah to resemble his creation. Rather, he must be justly balanced, and he must be justly balanced, and affirm for Allah whatever he affirmed for himself, and whatever his messenger affirmed for him, without tashbih and without tamthil, without likening Allah to the creation, or saying that he resembles the creation. And also without ta'til and takif, also without denying any of his attributes, and without saying how they are. This is the straight and justly balanced path. And he said, so Allah, the Perfect and Most High, has nothing resembling Him, and nothing like Him, and nothing equaling Him. He, the one free of all imperfections, and the Most High. Here at this point, again we'll take something, an addition of Shaykh Ibn Umani, rahmahullah, that he said, explain this same point. He said, this is because the Mu'tazila, they claimed by their denial that they were freeing Allah from imperfections. Obviously, Shaykh Ibn Umani here is mentioning what the Mu'tazil, those who deny Allah's attributes. They bring an excuse for why they do it. They say, because we're declaring Allah free of any imperfections. If we affirm this attribute, that will involve an imperfection for Allah, so we deny the attribute. If we affirm this attribute for Allah, it will involve His having an imperfection, because the creation have got that, the like of the attribute. So if we affirm it for Allah, we've affirmed imperfection for Him. So they say, we therefore deny all of these attributes to, in other words, to keep Him and declare Him free of imperfections. So Sheikh Ibn Umani said, and that is because the Mu'tazila, they claimed by their denial that they were just declaring Allah free from imperfections. Then he said, but is declaring Him free of imperfections attained by denying the attributes of perfection? I mean, that's their claim. They claim we want to declare Allah free of anything imperfect. So what do? They deny his perfect attributes. Will that attain what they want? What they claim they want? Of course not. And he said, since denying the ru'ya, denying that he will be seen, is not a characteristic of perfection. Obviously they try and say that we deny that he'll be seen, that removes any imperfection from it. If he's seen, that's an imperfection. So the Shaykh is saying here, Shaykh Ibn Umayyah, it said, since denying ar-ru'ya, denying that he will be seen, this is not a characteristic of perfection. Since something that does not exist is not seen. Rather, perfection lies in affirming ar-ru'ya. Perfection lies in affirming that he will be seen. Then Shaykh al-Albani, rahimahullah, he made the same point as well. He said, I say, this is because the deniers of the attributes and the deniers of his being seen from the Mu'tazila and others, they deny it for tanzih, as they call it. They deny it in order to declare Allah free of imperfections, as they claim. But this is an error, and is deviation, and is misguidance. Since how can that be declaring him free of imperfections? Since what they do is actually to deny attributes of perfection for Allah, and from them is his being seen. Since it is something that does not exist, which is not seen, so perfection lies in affirming the ru'ya, in affirming Allah's being seen. Perfection lies in that. Affirming it as it is established in the book and the sunnah. Whereas the mushabbiha, those who declare the creator to resemble the creation, they have slipped and gone beyond the limit. He mentions the other extreme now. First he refuted those like the Mu'tazila, and they're like those who deny this attribute of seeing Allah. And he mentioned, but there's another extreme, those who go to extremes in affirming it, beyond the limits. He says, whereas the mushabbiha, they err and go beyond the limits in affirming the attributes to an extent that they make the creator resemble the creation, he the perfect and most high. But the truth is between those people and those people. It is ithbatun bidun tashbih wa tanzihun bidun ta'til. The truth is affirmation without likening Allah to the creation, and to declare him free of imperfection, but not denying his attributes. And he said, and how fine is the saying that has been said, Al-mu'attilu ya'budu adaman, wal-mujassimu ya'budu sanaman. That the person who denies Allah's attributes, he worships something that doesn't exist. And the one who likens Allah to his creation, he worships an idol. And as we had before, in the completion of some people who complete this line, is that, and as for the person of Tawheed, then he worships the one sole Lord. Then back to what At-Tahawi, rahimahullah, brings. Point number 74. فَإِنَّ رَبَّنَا جَلَّ وَعَلَىٰ مَوْصُوفٌ بِصِفَاتِ الْوَحْدَانِيَّةِ. He said, because our Lord, the Majestic and Most High, has the attributes of unity and oneness. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, the attributes of wahdaniyyah, the attributes of unity and oneness, are that Allah is one. He has no partner. neither in his lordship, nor in his right to worship, nor in his names and attributes. So he is one in all of these realities. Then At-Tahawi said, point number 75, Man'utun binu'util faradaniyya laysa fi ma'anahu ahadun min al-bariyya. He has the attributes of uniqueness with none from the creation sharing in the meaning of that. Sheikh Al-Fawzan said, Man'utun means mawsufun, means he has the attributes of perfection, of kamal, means he has the attributes of perfection and the characteristics of splendor and majesty. And no one from the creation resembles him in them. Rather, his names and his attributes are particular to him alone, and they befit him. Whereas the attributes of the creation and the names of the creation are particular to them, and as befits them. So through this, the truth and what is correct will become clear to you. And through it, you will be free of the way of the Mu'attila, those who deny Allah's attributes, and from the way of the Mushabbiha, those who hold that the Creator is like the creation. And through this path that's been explained here, you'll be free from both of those paths. Those who deny Allah's attributes on the one extreme, and those who liken him to the creation on the other extreme. Then At-Tahawi brings the last two points connected with this matter and says, وَتَعَالَى عَنِ الْحُدُودِ وَالْغَايَاتِ وَالْأَرْكَانِ وَالْأَعْضَاءِ وَالْأَدَوَاتِ. He said, and he is highly exalted above limits and goals and objectives, and having parts and limbs and appendages. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, هَذَا فِيهِ إِجْمَالٌ. In this saying about Tahawi here, Shaykh al-Fawzan said, this is a saying requiring further clarification. It's a generalized statement, something that can carry more than one meaning. It has ijmal in it. So he said, this is a saying which requires further clarification. And then he said, if what he means, obviously here there's a denial for Allah of hudud, of limits. The Sheikh said, so if what he means is created limits, then indeed Allah is declared free of such limits and of being within the creation. If that's what's meant by a denial of limits from Allah, the created limits, limits of the creation, then Allah is indeed declared free of that. Then he said, but if what is meant by limits is limits which are not created, meaning the direction of being above, then this is something confirmed for Allah, the Majestic and Exalted and the Most High. So Allah is not declared free of being above, because that is something true. But this is not a case of giving limits, and it is not an example of created limits. And as we had before, and as we had in the abridgment of Al-Hamawiyya, Talkhis Al-Hamawiyya, Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, Rahimahullah's abridgment of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah's Hamawiyya, and we had that the like of these terms, they were something that newly brought about. And they are terms which can carry a true meaning or can carry a false meaning. So, as the Shaykh said here, they're terms that need, we need to stop and seek further clarification about what is meant by these terms. So Shaykh al-Fawzan said here, so the first of them, hudud, that we deny limits for Allah, he said, because some of the people of innovation, they use this to deny things which are actually true for Allah. So as the Shaykh said, if what's meant is created limits, limits within the creation, then no doubt we deny that that is negated for Allah. But if what is meant, and what they sometimes use it for, is they try and use it to say that Allah is not above, Shaykh said, no. The fact that Allah is above is confirmed for Allah. We affirm that. And that's not a case of giving a limit to him. Then he moves on to the second term. And as for al-ghayat, goals or objectives, then this is a term, again, requiring clarification. Since it can mean something which is true, and it can mean something which is false. So if what is meant here by goals and objectives, if what is meant is al-hikmah, wisdom, the wisdom behind the creation of the created beings, and that Allah created them for a wise goal and purpose, then this is something true. But rather it should be said hikmah. It should be said that Allah created the creation for a hikmah, for a wise purpose. It shouldn't be said He created them for a ghaya, for a goal or an objective. Then the Shaykh said, He the Most High said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ Surah Al-Dhariyat, the 51st Surah, Ayah 56. With the explanation, And I did not create the jinn and mankind except that they should worship me alone. The Shaykh is saying, if what's meant by this, here there's a denial for Allah of ghayat, of goals and objectives. We deny, he said, the author said, we deny goals and objectives for Allah. Shaykh said, if what is meant by that is the goal and objective in the creation of the creation, meaning that there the great wisdom in creating the creation, then we don't deny that for Allah. For Allah had a great wisdom in creating the creation. So we don't deny that meaning, but rather we use the word al-hikmah, the wisdom in creation. Then the Shaykh said, but if what is meant by ghaya, goals, goal and objective, is a need for the created beings, then yes, this will be a correct negation. For Allah, the Mighty and Majestic, did not create the creation because He had any need of them, or had any requirement of them, since He is independent of all of the creation. So again, the term ghaya is like the first term, hudud. First we have to check what is meant by that. And as the Shaykh said, if what's meant by a had, a limit for Allah, if they're using that to say it means that Allah is not above, then we say no, Allah is above, but that's not a limit. Likewise, if they say, we deny for Allah a ghaya. And Shaykh said, we have to check what they mean by that. If they mean by that, that Allah had no purpose in creating the creation, then that's wrong. Allah had a great wise purpose in creating the creation. But we call it a hikmah, a point of wisdom. We don't call it a goal or a purpose or objective. And the Shaykh said, and the other three things, he mentioned the next three things that the author denied here. Wal arkan, wal a'da, wal adawat. He said that he is free and he is exalted above parts and limbs and appendages. Shaykh al-Fawzan again said, this requires clarification also. If what is meant by parts and limbs and appendages are the attributes of his self, for example, his face, and his two hands, then these things are true, and denying them is false. Again, Sheikh Al-Fawzan is indicating that this is a way that some of the people of innovation, they try and use. They bring a general term like this, that we deny body parts for Allah, we deny limbs for Him, and so on. But what they're meaning by that is to try and deny things which are actually true. They try and deny His face, they try and deny His hands, and so on. But they use this general term, we deny body parts for Allah, we deny limbs, we deny appendages. And what they're meaning is denying His true attributes of His self. So the Sheikh said, so this again requires clarification. If what is meant by parts and limbs and appendages is those attributes of His self, such as the face and the two hands, then these things are true, and denying them is false. But if what He meant was negation of limbs resembling the limbs of the creation, and implements of the creation, or appendages of the creation, then Allah, the perfect, is declared free of that. So with regard to these terms, body parts and limbs, then this matter requires further clarification. So firstly we say, if what is meant by that is to deny the attributes of Allah's self, He the Most High, to deny His face and His hands, and whatever is established for Him, He the Perfect and Most High, from the attributes of His self, then this is false. I mean, denying these things is something false. And he said, but secondly, if what is meant by that is that Allah is declared free of resembling the body parts of the created beings, and the limbs of the created beings, and the appendages of the created beings, then yes, Allah is indeed declared free of that, since none from His creation resemble Him, neither in His self, nor in His names, nor in His attributes. So in summary, these are wordings the author has brought. These wordings are generalized wordings which need further clarification. Then he said, however, his speech, I mean the speech about Tahawi here, where he denies these things, his speech is to be taken to have the correct meaning, since he, rahimahullah ta'ala, was from the people of the Sunnah and the Jama'ah, and because he was one of the Imams of the people of Hadith. So it is not possible that he intended evil meanings. Rather, he would have intended the correct meanings. But would that he had himself mentioned this matter in detail and explained it clearly, and not left these generalized wordings requiring further clarification. Then the last point, point number 77. لا تحويه الجهات الست كسائر المبتدعات. He is not contained by the six directions, contrary to all of the created things. Sheikh Al-Fawzan said, we say this, هذا فيه إجمال. This is a generalized statement requiring clarification. Same thing again. This is a generalized statement requiring further clarification. If what is meant are the created directions, then Allah is indeed declared free of that. Nothing from what He has created contains Him. But if what is meant is the direction of His being above, then indeed He is above all of the creation. So that is true, and denying that is false and futile. And perhaps the author intended by the six directions, meaning the created directions. Obviously meaning forward and backwards and left and right and up and down within the creation. Sheikh said, So perhaps what the author intended by the six directions, meaning the created directions, the directions within the creation, not the direction of being above. Since he, the author, rahimahullah, he affirms al-ulu, he affirms that Allah is above. And he affirms that Allah is ascended. Elsewhere in this treatise, At-Tahawi, rahimahullah, he affirms that Allah is has ulu, he affirms that Allah is above, and that Allah is ascended above his throne. So we take it that what he meant here was, by the denial of six directions for Allah, mean that within the creation. And likewise, for those of you who have the additional notes of Shaykh ibn Umani, Shaykh ibn Baz, and Shaykh al-Albani, then Shaykh ibn Baz, rahimahullah, he brings a nice, quite a long, nice point in this regard as well. So whoever has it, they can refer back to that, inshallah. Again, just mention the point that these are terms, all the like of these terms, these are not terms found in the Sunnah and coming from the Salaf, denying these matters here, directions and body parts and whatever. So the fact that they are not, they didn't come from the early Imam, they didn't come from the Salaf of this Ummah, they came later on. That's why, as Shaykh al-Fawzan kept saying, and as is the position of the Salaf, we're saying, هذا فيه إجمال. This is a matter which is a general term. It covers something which is a true meaning, and it covers something which is a false meaning. So we need to check, what do you mean? The person who's using the term, what do they mean by it? If you mean this, then that meaning is true. And if you mean that, that meaning is false. Alhamdulillah, wa sallallahu ala Muhammad. And then the next point for next time, inshaAllah, begins with the Mi'raj. Wal Mi'raju Haqq. The Isra, the matter of the Isra and the Mi'raj. Any points of clarification? As for point number 70, then a rough translation of point number 70 was, if you'll forgive the grammar or lack of it, and Iman, true faith, in the fact that the people of the abode of peace and security will see Allah, will not be correct. I mean, Iman in that will not be correct for those of them who take it to be in accordance with a mistaken idea. Or who misinterpret it in accordance with his, or who misinterprets it in accordance with his own understanding. I mean, he doesn't accept it as it comes. Yeah. As for what does Tahawiyah mean, then as we had in the beginning of the first lesson of, in the book, At-Tahawiyah, then we had that this creed, Aqidah of Imam At-Tahawi, Abu Ja'far At-Tahawi, then it was called the Aqidah, obviously it was not named by the author himself, as many books of Aqidah, they were not named by the author himself, didn't sit down and said, right, I'm writing here a book which I'm going to call such and such. They just wrote down the creed which they took from their imams, all the way back to the Salaf, to the companions of the Tabi'een. So, likewise, at Tahawi, he just sat down and wrote the correct creed that we believe this, and we believe this. I mean, the people of the Sunnah and the Jama'ah, this is what we believe. And obviously, in each point, he refuted innovations and false beliefs that were present. So he wrote it, and later on, people called it after him, at Tahawi. They call this creed, this is the creed of At-Tahawi. And as we had, the At-Tahawi is title, it refers to a town in Egypt, or Taha, this town. He is from the town of Taha. That's why it's called Tahawi. It's a town in Egypt that is named after the town where he lived. So the creed was named after the author, who was named after the town where he came from. Sheikh Al-Fawzani mentions that if regard to each of these terms, if what he means is such and such, then the meaning is correct. If what he means is such and such, then the meaning is false. The meaning is either this or that. Which one? Outer limits, fine, if you want to use that word, fine, inshallah. I'm not going to sit here and contradict the Sheikh, you know. The Sheikh knows what he's talking about. I mean, the Sheikh said it either means this or it means that. If it means this, that's a true meaning. If it means that, you know, it could mean this or it could mean that. If it means that, it's false. Well, we'll take what the Sheikh said, inshallah. He knows the language better than we do.
No, that's what I'm saying. What have I missed?
In the grammar, each point, we do this one point. I ask one point. I find one point.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying. Because in his reading of the Arabic, when you make a mistake, because he said outer limit.
Yeah.
But hudud is one word.
Yeah. And then he's got a second thing. Yeah. He denies one thing, then he denies the second thing, then he denies the third thing. He's denying three different things. Yeah. I mean,
it's just I accept that, of course, but to make money where I've made a mistake.
Allahu
Akbar. It's talking about Allah not being that creation, not having direction, not having limits. And that sounds a bit surprising to me. Some of it's been an objective and goal.
No doubt the word can mean more than one thing, but what Sheikh Al-Fawzan is saying, that obviously, because these are wordings, as we said, these are wordings which the people of innovation they use. Sometimes the people of innovation, except for the most extreme Jahmis or extreme, you know, the like of them, extreme deniers of those attributes, they don't mind coming along and saying, I deny this attribute. Even if it occurs in the Mus'haf, like they reported about Jahm ibn Safwan, he said this thing about, you know, Allah's istawa, Allah's ascended above his throne. Yes, it's the quotes about, you know, I wish I could take it out of the Mus'haf. They'll come out with open statements like that. Yeah. Then there are other people of innovation who are not quite so bold as that. They can't outwardly come out and just reject and say, I'll reject this attribute here. Or come out with statements like that. So they'll use wordings, they'll cover it with a wording, and they'll find that even today, they'll come, and instead of arguing with you and saying, you people say Allah is above his throne, they won't argue about that, because they know you're going to give them an ayah, and they know you're going to give them the hadith, the slave girl, and the like. So they start with a different track. They say, brother, don't you think we have to deny for Allah directions? Shouldn't we deny that Allah has directions? Or, brother, do you affirm directions for Allah? They come with a term like this to try and throw you off. And then somebody who's not careful, somebody who hasn't studied properly or not careful, they might say yes or no, or you know, like that. And then they're trapped. They say, yeah, well, if a person says, yes, well, we don't affirm directions for Allah. They say, yeah, that's quite right. We don't affirm that Allah is above his throne. They say that, affirming that Allah is above his throne, you've put him in a direction. So as the correct position, as the Sheikh said here, is tafsir. We stop these matters which don't occur in text, either for affirmation of them or denial of them, we say stop. And as Sheikh Al-Thimi mentioned in his Talqis al-Hamawiyyah, we stop with regard to the wording, we don't affirm it or deny it. The wording, this new wording, we don't affirm or deny it. We say, tafsir, what do you mean by that? If you mean this meaning, or do you mean that meaning? If you mean by direction that Allah is not above his throne, then you're wrong. Allah is above his throne because of this ayah, this hadith, and so on. But if you mean by that, by direction, that Allah, we deny that he's within the creation, if you go this way in the creation, then you'll find Allah in the creation. And of course we deny that. Allah is not within the creation. So obviously the Shaykh is indicating here what the people of innovation actually say and what they use these things for. That sometimes they'll use it for what he mentioned. Wallahu a'lam. As for, obviously for hudud, they said meaning with limits within the creation. And as for ghayat, then as we heard, it can mean either a goal or an objective. Or it can mean a purpose for creating creation, which is something we affirm for Allah. Or a need, or an objective, or meaning a need for creating creation, then we deny that. We deny. Allah did not have any need for creating the creation. Allahu a'lam. Even though linguistically the word can mean more than that, a purpose or a goal or a etc. etc. Allahu a'lam. Bridget, inshallah. The Sheikh Albani basically refuted two groups. He mentioned the same principle that we don't go to one of two extremes. He mentioned the Mu'tazila, the Mu'tazila, those who deny Allah's attributes, the reason behind why they deny Allah's attributes, the excuse that they use to deny attributes of Allah. They say, because if we affirm these attributes like the creation of these attributes they claim, which is false. So if we affirm these attributes for Allah, then we'll be affirming the imperfections found in the creation, we'll be affirming that for him. So therefore we deny these attributes. We deny his having a face, for example. We deny his having a hand. We deny so on and so on. So, and that's their excuse. Their excuse is to declare him free of any imperfection. Then Sheikh Albani said, so this is, obviously this is deviation. Then he said, in the opposite extreme, but we don't go to the opposite level of deviation, the opposite extreme. Those who do affirm Allah's attributes, but they affirm them with ghulu. They affirm them going beyond the limits, affirming Allah's attributes by adding to that and saying, yes, we affirm for Allah attributes like the attributes of the creation. And affirming for Allah a face like the face of the creation, and a hand like the hand of the creation. No, that's another extreme of deviation as well. Rather, we remain in the middle. That's the mushabbiha. Those who affirm the attributes to such an extent, they say that, and they're like the attributes of the creation. So the other extreme was the mushabbiha. The Sheikh said no. The Sheikh of Fawzan said, and the rest of the Sheikh say, we remain upon, the Sheikh of Fawzan said here, we remain upon, it's obligatory that we remain upon a middle way. Not going to the extreme of those who deny his attributes, and not going to the other extreme of affirming the attributes and saying that they're like the attributes of the creation. That we affirm for Allah attributes which befit him, not like the attributes of the creation. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.